Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brinkman. We're having a little, we're on the secondary system. We're to the secondary. We're to the backup here. Yeah. We literally had a tornado this weekend. I'm going to be live the first hour. We're going to have a replay the second because it's a long story. We literally had a tornado here.
Trees down everywhere.
My children's playhouse is shattered in the neighbor's
That's where
field.
I used to do the show from. I was outside.
Yeah. So anyway, if we sound a little different, that's why. Still a great broadcast. Glad to be with you. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. David Horowitz will be here in about half hour.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah,
we're
going to talk about his new article. What's the name of it? I think I read it. It's pretty interesting. It's about the collectivist. Lessons unlearned have come back to haunt us. A pandemic reveals the collectivist enemy. I mean, that's what we've seen with this. We've seen
Absolutely.
All these collectivists come out of the woodwork like cockroaches now, ready to...
We need some raid. Industrial strength.
I used to love those roach motels. Yeah. Roaches check in, but they don't check out. We need something
like
that.
We got to bring back something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll do news until then, and David Hortz at the bottom of the hour. Uncle Kevin, of course, riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Another great day in America. It's great to be here. Great to be alive.
Absolutely, it is. You got a couple stories.
Let's
see what stories you got.
City demands churches to turn over names, addresses, and phone numbers. World debt nailing.
What city is this? Where is this?
Well, I'm getting to it.
All right.
I'm getting to it. Governors and mayors across the nations have claimed that their emergency powers allows them to ban large groups during the coronavirus. What a bunch of crap. They don't want groups gathering in malls, movie theaters, or even churches, despite the constitutional protection of religious rights. Now, one official, this is our wonderful official in Kansas City, despite the constitutional protections of liberty rights, now one is demanding churches provide the names, addresses, and telephone numbers of anyone who show up to worship. The move by Quentin Lucas.
Well, how are they going to get it from who? The church?
Church. Yeah, the priest.
Why would the church do that when they're...
I heard they're doing it already.
Well, why would they call people to be there and then turn them in for being there? God almighty, the state of our church.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Moved by Quentin Lucas, the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, already has attracted attention by the Liberty Council, which has been defending the churches during the coronavirus. Liberty Council founder Matt Staves noted Kansas City is requiring that churches submit a list of members and attendees along with their names, addresses, telephone numbers to the city officials for tracking and surveillance purposes.
That is
sickening.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Sickening, yes.
Sickening, chilling, all of the above.
And chilling. What's the next story you got?
Savage. We like Savage. I will refuse to take a rush corona vaccine. It will be ineffective and dangerous. Talk show Titan Mike Girl Savage took... You were going to say something?
I refuse to take any vaccine.
Oh, yeah. That's what... Yeah.
You know, they
worded it wrong. That's a little bad wording because he's never taken a vaccine in his life.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he says. So I don't know why they...
Does it quote it? I refuse to take... Oh, yeah. It says, I refuse to take rush COVID vaccine.
Right.
The quote is, quote, I will refuse to take. So he's saying, I refuse to take vaccines. And then they say, oh, the rush COVID.
Exactly.
Like he
takes them.
Like if it's a year from now, if it's not rust, then he will take it.
Yeah, exactly. Savage adds, I've never taken a flu shot and I refuse to take a COVID vaccine. If the government makes it mandatory, what will I do? And he ends the article with a question mark.
What's your other story?
All right, let's see.
I know you got another story because I'm going to pair it with a couple I got over
Meat
here.
Shortage leaves Wendy's diners asking, where's the beef?
Remember those commercials, Claire Peller in the 80s? Do you know that, you remember that Where's the Beef commercial?
Yes!
Do you know, and Wendy's was a big, you know, it's not as big as it is now, but it was a it's not like it's a small place.
Yeah.
Do you know their national sales went up 11% from that one?
Yeah,
ad.
I can see. That was clever.
Huge. That's a huge increase when you're talking about that level of a corporation for their sales to go up 11%. Huge. We're having the second coming of the Impossible Burger. with all these meat shortages.
Oh, yes. They're pushing it because they got ties to it. They got big money invested in it.
Well, somebody said that we can now eat insects. They proved that.
That's right.
So we don't have to eat, you know, meat.
Right.
You remember 6 years ago now, Clive and Bundy and everybody talking about, well, Clive and Bundy, he needs to get out of business. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that? You know, he's a farmer. He's a cow herd.
Yep.
He's a rancher.
Yep.
He has meat. He has beef.
That's what he does.
When he's out of work, when he gets out of business, mm-hmm. Now there's no meat at the stores.
That's right. Or at that time, the price of it went through the roof when they drove all those cattlemen out.
Okay, couple stories. We know what the overarching biggest story every day is. I hope you know that. Todd informed me what it was this morning. So Todd has got it. So I feel better.
Does he get a star?
Yeah. Todd, you have not earned your star yet.
I have not earned my gold star yet.
You have not earned your star yet.
All right.
This is a couple stories. We didn't talk about this yesterday. I wanted to kind of have it itself. This is the biggest story, and I'm going to put these two together. Trudeau, meaning Justin Trudeau,
yeah,
Wayne Elliott's friend,
yeah,
up in Canada, the Prime Minister of Canada. Trudeau's assault weapon ban doesn't do enough, CNN says. Justin Trudeau banned 1,500 guns with just a stroke of a pen in Canada.
I heard that
Nova Scotia situation. George Frond has been on the show, talked quite a bit about. I can't remember the city, but it's in Nova Scotia, and what happened. And, it looks calculated. You know, it looks like there's a, you know, some sort of
provocateur.
Yeah, some sort of something. Anyway, here's what CNN says about his assault weapons ban. It came as close as possible to Canada's Sandy Hook tragedy. On April 18th, an unhinged man went on a 13-hour rampage in rural Nova Scotia, killing 22, including veteran Royal Canadian Mallee. Last Friday, in response to the shooting, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, in somber voice, has become habitual in this daily COVID. God, who is writing this?
I know,
man, they're just like, tech, like,
it's hard to read.
It's
these
like
articles.
They put you in a certain mind frame, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, at these words. Anyway, 30 years from now, an entire generation of Canadians will remember exactly where they were on Sunday, April 18th, 2020. They'll remember how their sense of safety was shaken. My sense of safety was not shaken. How their outlook on the world was forever changed. They'll remember the day that they lost some of their innocence. Why? Because somebody, why? Trudeau announced an immediate ban on about 1,500 types of guns, blah, blah, blah. It does not plug the source of many weapons used by criminals in Canada and the United States. Some of the firearms used by Nova Scotia shooters, well, at least one other mass shooting, were believed to have been obtained illegally from the United States. Well, you can obtain illegal firearms
anywhere.
What is this illegal firearms?
When I was 8 years old, I could have got a gun.
From Sears Roebuck catalog.
Yeah, yeah.
The article goes on, and this is, I wanted to point this out, because then it goes on, the name of the article is, Trudeau's assault weapon ban doesn't do enough. See, subliminally, think about this. They're saying, this assault ban is good, but it doesn't go far enough. Later in the article, they talk about that, something like this isn't possible in America, because of those pesky constitutional rights.
They're pesky.
You see what they're saying? See what they put in your mind? Ooh, these constitutional rights are bad.
Yep.
That's what they said subliminally to you in this article. Okay, I'm going to put that article aside for 1 second. We're certainly going to talk about it. Sean Hannity. I generally like
Sean Hannity. Yeah, for the most part,
like what he says. I think he's... I don't agree with everything he says.
Nope.
Certainly, here's something he says, and I want to get how you feel, ladies and gentlemen. How do you feel about this?
Yeah.
Sean Hannity is talking about the Michigan protesters. You know, Whitmer.
Yeah.
She called the people the Nazis.
The Nazis.
I'm sure it's agent provocateurs.
Absolutely.
With rebel flags and KKK signs and all this that are out there trying to make the people look bad who are protesting the thing. Well, a lot of the protesters, a lot of the demonstrators, I should say demonstrators, these are Americans. The Americans that were there were armed, certainly within their rights.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really bugged me that the guy we had on yesterday, Bill Reed, he talked about, your privilege. These aren't privileges. I hate that word. These aren't privileges. My 5-year-old has privileges.
Right.
I give my 5-year-old privileges.
That's right. And not very many.
Well, and if they do their homework. do their schoolwork or not. Depending on how mad they make mom doing their schoolwork. if they get mom real fired up because they're not doing their homeschool good, the privileges go down. Yes. Let's just put it that way. Excuse me. Sean Hannity's message to Orange, Michigan protesters. Show of force is dangerous. Yeah, sure it's dangerous. Well, so
it's supposed to be dangerous. It's supposed to show so that you're strong.
Yeah, of course it's dangerous. So is locking down the whole state.
Yeah.
Anyway, puts our police at risk. I don't give a damn. I don't care. I'm tired of hearing about these police. Yeah. I am tired of hearing about these police.
Yep.
If that offends people, go listen to another show because you're going to hear it nonstop from me. You are going to hear this nonstop. I am so sick of this narrative.
Yep.
Back the blue, blah, blah, blah. Oh, our police, support the police. Why should we support the police when they continuously do not support us?
Yep.
At least to a large degree. I'm not talking about individuals. I'm not talking about your cousin who's on the police force, blah, blah, blah. As an institution, throughout this whole COVID situation, one thing should be perfectly clear about the police. They do not work for you.
Correct.
If you don't get anything from this, you should get that. Shelley Luther was on here. If you did not hear that broadcast, she's the salon owner, Salon a la Mode, outside of Dallas or in Dallas. And she said, the heck with this.
I'm opening.
We're starving. The people, my technicians are starving here. They can't make the rent.
Yep.
I'm opening. I don't care.
Yeah. We need 100,000, a million like her.
And then, so who came knocking on her door? It was a show of force. It was obviously a thumb in her nose to the quote unquote officials. They're not her father. It's not like my 5-year-old. She's not a 5-year-old, right? To beg him to go to bed later. She's an adult. She's an American. She has dominion granted by God. And so the quote unquote officials, Clay, what was his name? I put his name out of my, back of my,
right.
Clay Jenkins or whatever his name is. Mao Zedong, Hitler.
Yeah.
Mao said that, no, everybody needs to stay close. So who comes knocking on Shelley Luther's door? Who comes knocking on Shelley Luther's door to bring her in front of the corrupt judges to possibly incarcerate her and fine her and punish her into submission?
Yep.
Like taking a belt to my 5-year-old or something.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? Who was it?
Wasn't me.
It was the police.
Wasn't your wife.
Was my wife. Yeah. It was the police. It was the blue. The blue came and they said, well, we're forced to. They had no choice.
I'm tired
of hearing this. They took the oath. I didn't. They took oath as part of their job. Now, I'm going to give them some slack because it's been trained out of them or engineered out of them.
Okay.
So I give them some slack.
A little.
But we can't keep supporting them. It's like me supporting my 5-year-old's abhorrent behavior. If my 5-year-old keeps throwing tantrums at Walmart and I do nothing about it, then whose fault is it? Okay, if the police keep throwing tantrums and act like they're God coming down from Mount Sinai with an edict written by the finger of the Lord and telling you what to do against the Constitution and you do nothing about it or you say nothing about it, whose fault is it? I don't care that me exercising my constitutionally protected rights granted me by God in the face of such tyranny put the police at risk. Their only job by law and by solemn oath. Does that mean anything in this world anymore?
Not to them.
Is to protect your rights. Is that my opinion?
No.
That's the Declaration of Independence, the charter of our nation, government's only purpose. This idea of safety is not in the founders' disposition, not in their lexicon at all.
I'm sure they had pandemics back in the day.
Freedom is not safe.
No.
Liberty is not safe.
No.
Let me continue with this article here. Sean Hannity, show of force is dangerous, puts our police at risk. I don't give a damn.
You mean neither.
I'm so sick of hearing about these police. Who was it that dragged that surfer out of the ocean in
San Diego? Gave him a ticket.
Yeah. And arrested the couple playing t-ball with the daughter. Who was that?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Right,
that wasn't the Democratic governor.
No.
That wasn't Obama. That wasn't the boogeyman. That was the police.
That was the cops.
That was the blue. Back the blue. I don't back the blue anymore. Until they repent. They are offending God Almighty. Let me continue on with his article. Sean Hannity criticized armed protesters who demonstrated against Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's stay-at-home orders. Well, what are they supposed to do, Sean? Are they supposed to just take it? What are they supposed to do, Sean? They're making a point.
Yeah.
You don't have the power.
I'm really surprised that Sean did that.
Well, I'll continue reading. I see his argument. It's a weak at best.
Weak.
At best. Last week outside Michigan's Capitol building, saying they were not helping their cause. How do you know?
How do you know?
You got attention. You're talking about them.
Yeah. I think they're
out. I think they're sending
any
a message.
Any kind of protest.
I think
is
they're sending a
our
message.
Cause.
They're sending a message to the government. I hold the power. That is the message gun ownership creates.
Right.
What just happened in Canada? No, you're under our thumb, boy.
Yep.
You don't have the power. We have the power.
Yep.
What does it say in America when you go around the Capitol to unconstitutional hacks are in there and you have a gun strapped to your back? What are you saying? In America, you are saying, I have the power. You get it?
Yep. You work for me.
I'm the number one. Here's what Sean Hannity said. Quote, and this is not true, Sean. I'm the number one supporter on radio and television that I know of the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Well, maybe that he knows, though. He doesn't know very much.
Obviously, you don't.
Now, no one is a bigger defender of the Second Amendment than yours truly. No, you're not.
No, you're not. No.
Hannity said Monday night on the television, quote, everyone has the right to protest, protect themselves, and try to get the country open. Okay, then what's the problem with what they're doing?
Yeah.
Why don't you try
to get a carry in New York City? Can't do it, Sean.
Quote, well, he might be able to.
Well, yeah. I mean, open carry.
Quote, this with the militia look here and these long guns, no. Show of force is dangerous. That puts our police at risk. Don't care.
Don't care.
Don't give a damn about the police.
Don't give a rat's ass.
I don't care about the police. They should care. I don't care about them until they care about their oath.
Yeah.
And by the way, your message will never be heard, whoever you people you are. Oh, you're talking about.
You're talking about it.
What are you talking about, Sean?
It's all over the news.
Oh, it's getting heard, Sean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quote, here's this to continue. No one should be attempting to intimidate officials. Are you out of your effing mind?
They try to intimidate us all the time.
I'm sorry about the language, ladies and gentlemen. Are you kidding? See, this is the problem with America. The people who are so-called constitutionalists or so-called freedom lovers, this is the vomit that comes out of their mouth. No one should be attempting. He didn't have to say this. I don't know if he's putting on a show or trying to come across a certain way. He didn't even have to talk about this.
Uh-uh. He probably got told from the up to say something.
Who knows? Sean can talk.
Because he knows better than that. He knows.
Does
better.
He?
Yes. Yeah, he knows better than that.
Does he?
Yeah. I've heard him talk about our rights
then
and different things.
Okay.
This was from the top. Had to be.
Well, he did not say it this way.
No, he didn't.
Quote, no one should
somebody be probably wrote it for him.
No one should be attempting to intimidate officials with a show of force. Are you serious? This is the United States of America. Buddy. What do you think this country started? Are you kidding me? And God forbid something happens. Yeah, God forbid that these tyrants go too far and push one of these rednecks too far and that
try to take their guns.
What would Thomas? Here's how I'll put this, Sean. I'll put it this way. One, you're completely wrong. You're completely wrong. You're losing your legitimacy. And for you to wrap yourself as you're a Second Amendment supporter around this, you are way off base.
Correct.
Way off base. I'll ask it this way. And Sean, I generally like your show. At least I see it. I don't watch it very much.
Yeah, I don't watch it too much.
I'm not trying to create an enemy here. But this is extremely important. I'll put it this way and I'll ask this question of you. What would Thomas Jefferson say about this? What would Thomas Jefferson say, Sean? What would Thomas Jefferson say? The tree of liberty from time to time needs to be watered with the blood of both patriots and tyrants.
And tyrants. Patriots and tyrants.
We got a caller we'll go to. Let's Let me finish the quote. No one should be attempting to intimidate officials with a show of force, and God forbid something happens, quote, then they're going to go after us all law-abiding Second Amendment people. They already are Sean.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? They. Who are they?
Yeah.
You act like there's giants in the land. These aren't giants. These are officials. Official what? Anyway, official lawbreakers.
Yeah.
Let's go to call. We got David in Iowa, I believe. David in Iowa. You're live on the air. What's on your mind, David?
Yeah, hello, Daniel.
Hi, good morning.
I agree with you. Sean Hannity is a flaming Zionist.
Ooh.
I don't care.
You went a little stronger
anymore
than I was going to go. I was trying to be kind, but go ahead, David.
I got something else. Well, the main reason I called you, I got this book that I've had for a couple months now. The name of it is A History of Zionism, 1897 to 2020.
Okay.
And it's published by John Shudlick. In the back of this thing, it says right here, "This book of true history is a biblical researcher's dream. Any layman, deacon, preacher, student of history, people of all ages who are interested in the manipulations that have been going on for centuries, which create animosity between nations, will want to use this book for a reference manual. This is 219 pages of dynamite. For instance, page 37 says, DNA tests in Israel, Europe, and America conclusively prove that between 96% and 97% of all living Jews today are direct descendants of the Khazars. Jewish scientists and doctors all over the diaspora, as well as in Israel, administered these tests. The fact that the Khazars converted from paganism to Judaism between the 6th and 7th centuries A.D. are now accepted everywhere. This has been widely publicized in Israel."
The name of the book is History of Zionism. Are you trying to get our show shut off? Are you trying to get to see if we cut off all of a sudden, David, you'll know why.
Exactly.
What's the name of the book? Say the name of the book again. One more time. We're about to go to break.
History of Zionism, 1897 to 2020.
Okay, there you go.
You can buy the book at, I got mine from Power of Prophecy, but they're having troubles now. Get 239-218-4028.
There you go. Hey, thank you for the call very much, David. Thank you for your call. We're not anti-Jewish at all, but there is some history, and certainly what he's saying, there's validity to it. If you're interested in that, check out the book. I never read it, but, you know, if you're interested, check it out. Stay tuned. David Horowitz on the other side. How ironic.
Yeah. Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
My name is Daniel Estulin. The decisions we make now with the global systemic collapse will decide whether we live as society or die. With the global economic depression approaching, it is necessary to prepare for it immediately. The basis of survival is a correct understanding of the ongoing processes. The collapse will result in the breakdown of countries, the end of the current planetary economic model, the rise of the regionalization of the economies that are going to replace sovereign countries, end of democracy, the rise of global dictatorship. Where do we go from here? What will the post-crisis world look like? What should families do to preserve their savings and to survive? Please join us in an upcoming webinar with me, Daniel Estulin.
The Global Transformation Post-COVID-19 Webinar with Daniel Estulin, May 14th at 6 p.m. Reserve your tickets today at thepowerhour.com. That's thepowerhour.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
A real treat, our next guest. David Horowitz is obviously world-renowned, best-selling author. He's an icon. He is a patriot, and we have him here on the Power Hour. Pretty exciting. David, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you.
Now, I think one of the most interesting things about you, I don't know you well, I know you a little bit, one of the most fascinating things to me is that you come from a family, quote-unquote leftist family, when you are very Biden, very attacked.
They were card-carrying communists, but always referred to themselves as progressives. And progressivism and communism are pretty identical.
How so? Talk about that.
I just wrote this article called Nancy Pelosi's Jesus Complex. And if you look at what Pelosi, who's really the leader of the Democrats, and the Democrats have done, they've accused Trump of killing everybody through the virus. They've accused him of, they spent 3 years trying to persuade people that he was a Russian agent with no evidence whatsoever. They tried to impeach him. They've called him a lunatic and a racist, a white supremacist, and xenophobe. And they've implicated all supporters of Trump, all 63 million people who voted for him in the same way. And then Joanne Reed asked Pelosi the other day if she intended to include in her COVID legislation releasing criminals from jail. And Pelosi said her answer was, "Our caucus is very devoted to the Gospel of Matthew." In other words, she sees herself as a leader of the Jesus Party. Even phrase words like Orwellian don't begin to describe the sickness that's overtaken the Democratic Party. But if you, and this is something I know, I grew up in a communist household. Everybody that was our friends when I was growing up were communists who wanted Stalin and then the other Soviet dictators to win the Cold War. And they, you know, they were otherwise law-abiding people. My parents, they were teachers. And so I understand the pathology of the left. And it's very simple. You think you can change the world and bring about a heaven on earth. You can end racism, sexism, homophobia, inequality, make everybody equal, peace. What crime would you not commit and what lie would you not tell to achieve such a goal? It's a sociopathic personality. Pelosi, when she says release criminals from jail, she's worth $200 million. She lives in a mansion behind walls and gates. She has private security. She's got government security. She doesn't give a rat's bottom about all the ordinary people who will be the victims of these criminals. It's that kind of arrogance, and you see that in all of them. Elizabeth Warren is another one. The sociopathic individual has a super elevated opinion of themselves, which causes them to disregard. You could just look it up, you know, you just go up on the internet and type sociopath or sociopathic personality, and you'll find a description of the Democrats. They think they're saving the planet, We can't even, you know, prevent people from having their houses swept away when the Mississippi overflows every year, as it has for hundreds, probably thousands of years. We can't put out fires that destroy whole cities. We can't save people from hurricanes and tornadoes, but the Democrats think that they can control the climate for the planet and save it from what they think is certain destruction. Well, that's megalomania is what it is. And if you have that elevated opinion, then the next thing is that you lie with ease, because the end is, that end will justify any means. And we've seen that in a distressing display by the Democrats since Trump was nominated, let alone since he was elected. They've thrown out all the rules and all, you know, the most basic American idea of innocent until proven guilty. They just throw it out the window. And it's not like there's a lot of Democrats protesting this. They all go along with it. It's very scary.
Let me interject an idea here, David. Let me interject an idea. You seem to be describing politicians in general, by the way, but there's a concept, obviously Christian theology, even Greek, Roman mythology, this idea of Ares. Ares was mad at Zeus, so Ares wanted to show Zeus he made a mistake by giving divinity to man. And he was going to use war and disease exactly, the ends justify the means, so that you would give your will over to Lucifer so that Lucifer then could create a utopia and make you happy. What you described about communism, about progressivism, sounds an awful lot like Luciferianism. It sounds exactly the same, the great sociopath.
And look, it's all there in the first books of Genesis, the first, there were 18 chapters, the Garden of Eden. You know, we had paradise. We were given a paradise to begin with. And it was better than anything promised by these Green New Deal fanatics. You didn't die. There was no pain in childbirth. The fruit dropped from the trees. But there was one condition of staying in paradise, and that was not to want to do evil. And that's the parable of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, is you have to commit evil. And you remember what the snake says, the serpent, the devil, says to Adam and Eve to seduce them into eating from that tree. He says, if you eat of that tree, you shall be as God. And every leftist has this delusion that you just listen to Elizabeth Warren. She can remake the world, or Bernie Sanders. They can remake the world by executive order. That these are the most dangerous people that there are. You have that illusion that you can change the world fundamentally, which hasn't changed in 5,000 years fundamentally. You are a menace. And I don't see the dissenting Democrats. I mean, it's very, very disconcerting and distressing. You know, the moderate is a senile old man, incredibly corrupt, devious. I'm, of course, speaking of Joe Biden, who goes along with all of their crap. I don't think this country has been in such danger in my lifetime, and that includes the Cold War.
Your latest article on frontpagemag.com, frontpagemag.com, is lessons unlearned that have come back to haunt us. A pandemic reveals the collectivist enemy. What have we learned? What have we seen from this COVID display, whatever you want to call it?
Well, you see, China is a very evil empire. They deliberately have killed over 250,000 people. They developed the virus. They knew it was contagious. They concealed that. They withheld the samples of the virus. They deliberately allowed 5 billion citizens of Wuhan to go spread it throughout the country and then throughout the world. They let them travel overseas. They had the World Health Organization under their thumb, and they did it deliberately because they didn't want just China to suffer. They wanted us in particular to suffer. And then they lied and said that our military created the virus. And all the Democrats are defending the Chinese. They're carrying out their propaganda. You listen to Democrats, it's like Donald Trump created the virus. And the reason that they have an affinity for the Chinese, for the Iranians, and throughout the Cold War had it for the Soviets, is because they're collectivists. Democrats no longer believe in American principles of individual freedom and individual accountability. They're racist. They judge you by your skin color, by your gender, and by your sexual orientation. That's first for them. They don't hold people accountable. I mean, you see it in the arguments over the virus that talk about the discrimination against black people. It's all because of structural inequalities, which is baloney. There are no structural inequalities. The laws of this country prevent discrimination. The courts would be filled with lawsuits if there was this kind of racism. There isn't. What they don't want is to hold people accountable. The three factors of comorbidity that kill people are obesity, high blood pressure, and diabetes. And obesity is the source of high blood pressure and diabetes, too. And it just so happens that black people, it's something like 80% of black women and 70% of black men are obese. Maybe the second figure might be a little elevated, but they don't want people accountable for their behaviors.
Let me ask you about the protests we've seen. You know, obviously Michigan comes to mind where the governor's out of control, closing these states down, using this as an excuse, as cover.
I just saw her on NBC, and she said, I can't, this is the depths to which we sunk. NBC has her on, and she's saying, and these protesters were carrying nooses and Confederate flags. And on the screen, on the NBC screen, is live video of the protesters, and it's a sea of American flags. So she just lying into the camera, and the other commentators don't say, but Governor, all I see is American flags. You know, and there was one sign in another video with a swastika on her, but it was a swastika on a sign that said Heil Whitmer. I mean, Kind of world are we living in now?
It's really frightening.
By the way, if your listeners haven't seen the series Waco that just came out, you should see it to understand the threat from the federal government if it's in the wrong hands. Clinton presided over the deaths of like 80 people and were burned alive, including 25 children, for nothing, for absolutely no reason. And, of course, you never see a sentence that contains Clinton in Waco because he's so protected by this media. But
We got about 10 minutes, a couple important things. Let me get your comment. We've seen talk about those protesters in Michigan. A lot of them came armed to the Capitol, and that certainly sparked a lot of debate. Sean Hannity came out.
So what? Did they shoot anybody? Did they threaten anybody?
I agree with you. But the media is crucifying for that. What does it say to you? It warms my heart to see it, is what I'm saying. How do you feel about it?
Well, the left wants to disarm the population. That's what the Nazis did. Take the same thing in Russia. You disarm the people, and then the government is all powerful. The American founders had a distrust of the central government. That's why they created a system with checks and balances that the Democrats want to destroy. I mean, the Electoral College is part of that. They want to destroy that. They've called for the abolition of the Senate because these are checks and balances on the passions and delusions of the people. Let's remember the Weimar Republic was a democracy and it elected Hitler. So the founders were very, very smart people. They placed sovereignty in the individuals in the country, the citizens, but they put checks and balance on the citizens when they got crazy, the way the political left has gotten crazy these days.
Have you followed up in Canada?
The Democratic Party went out and defended Soleimani, this horrifying terrorist responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths in the Middle East, including thousands of American deaths. He was blown up while he was leading an attack on the American embassy. And Pelosi and Schumer and all the Democrats condemned Trump for killing him. It's just, we're just in very dark times in this country. And the Democratic Party is the problem.
If we're in dark times, what is our solution right now?
Well, I think people have to stand up and do what those protesters are doing. The big problem is that conservatives generally, but Republicans in particular, don't think we're in a war. The Democrats act as though they're in a war all the time. When you say that the President of the United States is a Russian agent, Swalwell actually, in those words, said it with no evidence. That's treason. But when you say something like that, what do Republicans say? And about the virus. Here we have a virus that attacks everybody, and the Democrats have spent most of their time attacking Trump, who's our commander-in-chief. We have a democracy, got elected. So they're sabotaging our fight against the virus. They're at war, aren't they? What do Republicans say about this? Oh, the Democrats are playing politics. They're not playing. When they call you a racist, that's not playing. That's to destroy you. They try to destroy Brett Kavanaugh. It's a miracle. It's only because of Trump didn't abandon him. If Bush had been president, he would have thrown Kavanaugh under the bus and his life would have been ruined by these liars. This is very serious. People have to understand how serious the battle is, and they have to get involved. You can't just ignore politics. The conservatives have a healthy disrespect for politics and skepticism about it. Yes, it's full of lies. It's nasty. But, you know, our survival depends on fighting this political battle. And let me say, I have a book coming out in 3.5 weeks. You can pre-order it on Amazon. It's called Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win. Mm. But he can only do that with the people. Those people that come to his rallies, 20% of whom are Democrats. The American people have to rise up here. And by rising up, I mean get involved politically. Get involved in the propaganda wars. Don't walk.
What's the best way to
it.
Get involved? What's the best? To just be vocal, well, to be outspoken, to be aggressive, what?
Well, yeah, you do what you're comfortable with. I mean, people, you can't be intimidated when they call you racist. If that intimidates you, you're basically taken out of action. And you have to go right into them. Who are the racists? It's these people with identity politics who you know, they're always attacking old white men and Christians for crying out tears. And, of course, they attack Jews. These are people are vicious. You know, the Democrats have divided families. They've divided the country. And it's because their rhetoric is completely out of control. You need to fight, you know, the schools are closed, but the schools are indoctrination centers for the political left. I mean, they're teaching kindergartners that they can, little boys can become little girls. You know, it's such abuse. Anyway, I, as somebody who knows the left and has watched the left take over the Democratic Party, the hard left, over the years, that's what you hear in my voice.
One of the things
I understand these people, and nothing will stop them except an opponent who's willing to go head to head and toe to toe with them and fight fire with fire. They're racist. They control all big inner cities in America. Everything that's wrong in the inner cities are the majority of crimes. The majority of poverty is in the inner cities. And Democrats are 100% responsible. They've controlled those inner cities for 50 to 100 years, and yet you never hear a Republican call a Democrat a racist, except Trump did. He called Elijah Cummings. I mean, that's the kind of cojones that you have to have. Trump called Elijah Cummings a black congressman for 20 years and the head of the Oversight Committee, and his district is rat-infested, poverty-stricken, drug-infested. If you're not prepared to call these people out for what they are, you can't win.
We have about 3 or 4 minutes left. One of the most concerning things that I've seen, the police. Maybe it's starting to turn, but as this COVID thing gets enforced, the enforcement arm is the police, and the police seem to be siding with these unconstitutional illegal orders.
You have to watch Waco, because Waco, the series, the Netflix series, is based on a book by the FBI negotiator, who was so appalled by what the FBI did that he wrote this book. And you see the mentality that they have. It's easy to flip the police, unfortunately. Just is.
What can we do in the face of this?
There are great law enforcement people, and many of them will remain patriotic. But, you know, we've lost a sense of loyalty to this country. We haven't prosecuted anybody for treason. Well, the last person we did was Tokyo Rose. Demers, Aldrich Ames, all these traitors, with that transsexual, I forgot what his name is.
Rosenberg.
The young man who leaked all this information.
Manning or Channing.
Yeah, Bradley Manning. Right? He's got a new name because he's a girl, but he's a traitor. What's he doing walking the streets? Comey, Brennan, Clinton.
Is anything going to happen? Is anything going to happen with this Spygate with Comey or Flynn? How they treated Flynn?
Or Hillary, for crying out tears. You know, I was a radical when I was young. I know what the espionage laws say. I know what to break them is, and she broke the espionage laws. And there she is. She'd probably be their vice presidential, their presidential nominee. I don't think Biden is going to make it. I never did, even before this sexual stuff. You know, he's too senile. I mean, it's so obvious. Who in his right mind, by the way, would vote for this guy? You know, when we're faced with enemies like China and Iran, half the country has lost its mind. But I don't think they ever intended. I think the Democrats, I think that's why Bernie didn't give up his delegates, because it will block Biden from getting the requisite 1991 delegates. And then they'll go to a second ballot, and it fixes it. Because we superdelegates could vote.
We have about 45 seconds. Frontpagemag.com, you write a lot there. David Horowitz, course magazine. Author. Also, your new book. Tell us your new book again and where Blitz, we can get it.
Blitz. It's called Blitz. Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. And it's up on Amazon. You just type my name into Amazon, you'll get it.
Very good. David, last question quickly. Are you hopeful? Are you hopeful for a renewal in this country? Do you see a renewal around the corner?
I believe in America. I believe in America. Look, I always say, in April 1941, when Hitler had overrun all of Europe but Britain, and the Japanese had overrun all of Southeast Asia, Gallup took a poll. Should the United States get involved in the war? 81% of the people said no, and then came Pearl Harbor.
All right, God bless you. There it goes, David Horowitz.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.